Because he knows football. He knows football, and he loves to lift weights. So I feel like the way that the league's going, linebackers are getting smaller. So, I mean, I feel like he'll fit right in for what they want to use him for.
What do you like about him? What sets him apart?
I mean, he's fast. I mean, he definitely knows offense. He knows what they're trying to throw at him. And he knows the defense like the back of his hand. So, I mean, he's a smart player.
That's how important. I don't think people understand how important it is to be smart when you're out there on the football field.
Oh, yeah, it makes it a lot easier. There's no second guessing yourself. When you got to think about what to do, you're a second slower. So it's like clockwork, and it's like, you know, like the back of your hand is just resting, just out there playing ball.
Do you think the fact that he grew up, his dad was an athletic trainer in college, and he was always on the sidelines and always hanging out with the teams, you think that, I got to believe that's got to help.
Oh, yeah, you get around guys that you get different opinions on how things should be fitted up or how plays should be played or how things should be ran. So you get to put all that together. I mean, it's in your subconscious. You don't even know you're soaking it in, but you really are.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Sunday coming up here. You've got the experience of winning a Super Bowl. For most of these guys, I think there's, what, maybe, did I see six have played
seven
in a Super Bowl? Seven? That's not very many. The experience that you've had, what can you bring to the table to help your teammates?
I just let them know that, I mean, it's a game. And if it's the same game as if we were playing back in Philly. It's the same game like we just played. You just got to stay focused. You can't let the outside distraction get to you, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's going to be loud. Every game is loud, but just like every game, it's going to calm down. So you just got to go out there and do your job. Don't try to overdo anything. Just do your job and trust in your teammate and play for 60 minutes. Play the full game and just stay focused throughout the game. And just know it's, at the end of the day, you came here to win.
How cool was it to win back in 2012?
Life change.
Tell me about it.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it's kind of similar to the story here. We had a lot of injuries during the year. A lot of guys stepped in and fit in and played good and got us to the playoffs. And we made it to the playoffs. We just made that run. And, I mean, we just got rolling at the end of the year.
So Nate's a rookie. Back to him. He's a rookie. And here he is in the Super Bowl. It's almost like it happened too fast. I wonder how much he even appreciates all this, because most guys you've played with probably have never had this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around legends that never even sniffed a Super Bowl. So, I mean, I try to tell them all the time, I'm like, bro, just take full advantage of it, because you could be at the Super Bowl now and stay in the league 12 more years and never even see the playoffs. I haven't been back to the playoffs since we won the Super Bowl. So, this is my first time being back since 2012, and I'm in the Super Bowl again. So it's just a blessing.
How exciting is it this time around?
I don't want to say it's a little less excited, but I know what to expect, and I know what it feels like to win. So being here is not good enough for me. So I don't feel the joy and excitement that everybody else feels. I feel blessed, and I feel like we earned it, but I want to win. I came here to win. Just being in the Super Bowl is not good enough for me. So if I win, I'd definitely be excited, and I don't know what kind of emotions going to roll, but for now, it's all business.